Coming up, reflections and ruminations on leadership. Take a few minutes to think about leading with Steve on the Cop Doc podcast.
Welcome back to the Cop Doc podcast. Steve Morielli here in Boston, and today we're going to be talking, reflecting on a few things that were just released. DOJ Cops Office released a publication available online, Branding for a Modern Police Department, Empowering Trust and Safety. Law enforcement agencies play a vital role in our communities, and building trust and strong relationships with the public is so important. That's why today we're diving into the concept of branding and how it can empower trust and safety. Today we'll take a closer look at the comprehensive guide recently released by the DOJ on branding for police agencies. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you grab a copy. This guide serves as a valuable resource for law enforcement agencies that are looking into establishing a strong and effective brand identity. We do so many great things. Our training is so specific and so constant. We need to share. We need to let people know what our agency does. Branding is not just about logos and colors. It's about conveying values and mission of a police department. It's all about fostering transparency, accountability, and community engagement. The DOJ guide that I've reviewed and I'm talking about emphasizes the importance of having a clear vision and mission statement reflecting commitment to public safety and partnerships with the community. One of the key takeaways from the guide is the significance of community engagement. It's so essential for police departments to actively involve the community in decision-making processes, ensuring that policies and initiatives align with the needs and expectations of the people they serve. Open dialogue, collaborative problem-solving, and outreach are just a few strategies that so many agencies take but never talk about. It's discussed in this guide and can help strengthen relationships and build or rebuild trust. You've heard the words transparency and accountability. They're central themes in the branding process. The guide will help you understand the importance of timely release of information, effective communications that fosters transparency. Internal accountability mechanisms play a crucial role in building trust of the public. If we prioritize ethical conduct, talk about our ongoing officer training, and cultural competency, police departments can help ensure positive interactions with the community and uphold their brand reputation. Media and public relations are significant components of branding as well. The guide from DOJ on branding police agencies offers insights into developing strategies to manage the department's image, address public concerns, and disseminate accurate information in a timely manner. Being proactive and engaging with the media, the public, police departments can shape their narrative and build an understanding. As the guide continues, there are several case studies and best practices from police departments across the country. It explores how successful branding initiatives have had positive impact on community relations and public trust. The guide also addresses potential challenges and makes suggestions to overcome those obstacles and not just drop the idea. So whether you're a law enforcement professional, a community member, or somebody interested in the evolving landscape of policing, this guide can be very helpful. Explore how branding can help empower trust, strengthen community relationships, and ensure safety and well-being of all. Don't be afraid to reach out to a local college or university with a business department or marketing department. Don't be afraid to reach out to your local Rotary or Alliance Club, where business people may very well be willing to help your department brand and partner with you to develop a marketing strategy. This short reflection is on branding your police department. Another word for marketing. Thanks for joining us on the Cop Doc podcast. Again, I'm Steve Morielli in Boston. I look forward to diving into fascinating discussions with guests from all over the world. Thanks for listening and stay tuned to upcoming episodes.